As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I'm your host, Charla Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online community for women of faith who are looking for a safe space to be encouraged, educated, and empowered. The Society is hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Rosalind Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. Y'all look. This community is so rich and it really has something for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, Tatum has business trainings every month and has built an amazing resource library. And almost every month we have a number of like funding opportunities and all of this just wonderful information together. We even have a place for us to share our businesses so we can work with each other. If you are struggling with time management and productivity, Rosalind's going to snatch you together, okay? She does these Monday productivity minutes that have been blessing my life. If you're looking for practical ways to walk by faith, Kavaya is out here dropping big gems. And of course, I'm out here teaching live Bible studies every 2 weeks. And that don't even touch our quarterly challenges, corporate fasts, live events, and so much more. One thing I've learned about the Society is that given the opportunity, we are always going to glorify God and we always going to go to brunch. Okay? We be brunching out here. Houston be turning up. Atlanta be turning up. Okay. Like we are out here glorifying God, Bibles and brunch. Okay. So if you are in need of a safe space of like-minded women of faith, start your 2-week free trial of the Society today by clicking the link in the show notes or going to www.blessedandbossedupsociety.com. Hey y'all, and welcome to another episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. I hope y'all are ready for today's episode because it's about to be flames. If you have not locked in with us for the Relationship Refresh Challenge, it's fire. Come on over to the Blessed and Bossed Up Society.com. Start your 2-week free trial. It's not too late to join us. Not too late for you to get involved, get into it, and get refreshed.
Make sure, too, that you are taking your faith assessment quiz. Make sure you're clicking the links in the show notes, looking at all of the things. I also have an Amazon store, too. So if you are interested in knowing what I'm reading, what I got going on, what my recommendations are, I have stuff there for like lifestyle and faith, nonprofit work, nursing stuff. All my little favorite things are in the Amazon store. I'll link that in the show notes for you as well. Now, today's episode is entitled Faith Without Work is Dead. Now, we are coming from James 2, and I want to really just explore what this means. And before we hop into it, I'm going to read the scripture. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. When you read from the King James Version, you have to have this accent. I'm not going to use it, but when I say New King James Version, it's like this. I call him King Jimmy because we friends. Okay, so I'm reading from James 2, 19 and 20, and it says, "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you not know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Essentially, he's saying that if you have faith but no fruit, what is you doing? Now, there are so many people who are out here performing in hopes to, quote unquote, find their purpose. Y'all know how I feel about that. If you're looking for your purpose, it's in Matthew 28, okay, 16 through 20. Great. Okay. And instead of them allowing God to transform them for his purpose, they're trying to find their purpose for them and not God's purpose that he made them for. And so there are so many people who give their lives to Christ and backslide or leave the faith altogether because they are not sure how to start the transformation from just performing to actually seeing transformation in their life. They're not sure how to, what the catalyst to that process is. And so I want to share that today. Now, before we get into this, I would be remiss without sharing with y'all that we are not saved by our good work. You don't have to work your way into heaven. Our works are a result of our submission to God through Jesus Christ. It's in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. We are not saved by our works, okay? You do not have to prove your value to God. He made you. He knows you. He knows your value. He loves you. He sent his son Jesus to die for you. All of the things, okay? People have taken faith without works and taken that scripture and they've positioned it to support selfish ambition. And so you are out here toiling and trying to do your own will and you will eventually find yourself outside of God's. Okay? I'm gonna say that again. People have taken the scripture, faith without works. They've positioned it to support their own selfish ambition. And so while you're toiling, trying to make your own will come to pass, you will be further away from God's will. And that's what we're talking about today. But your works are not what saves you. Your works are the fruit of the relationship that you have with God. Capiche? Capiche. Okay. So let's start with some definitions. If you're not, y'all make sure that y'all are also checking me out on YouTube. All of our podcasts are there. Subscribe. I'm doing Bible studies. We are getting ready to end the show for the season in August. So you want to make sure that you are a part, child, of the email list and the YouTube. Okay. Now, let's get back into it. How do you tell the difference between toiling and work? Let's do some definitions. I'm going to use my notes if you're watching on YouTube. Girl, I be needing them because God be having a lot to say to me and I want to make sure I articulate it correctly. Okay. So toiling is long, strenuous, and fatiguing labor. And we hear God talk about toiling in Genesis 3:17 when he curses Adam after the fall, after they ate the fruit, child. We hear about toiling. And when you study the word in the Hebrew, that means that this kind of labor is sorrowful and it's worrisome. So toiling is a sorrowful, worrisome work that is long, it's strenuous, and it's just so fatiguing. It's labor. When you look at work, work is you carrying out or performing a task that requires a sustained effort. Another definition says to operate according to plan or design. That means God's plan. Somebody play Drake. God's plan or design. And so what we have to do is remember that we are following God's plan and not our own. Too many times we get swept up in culture out here trying to collect coins and clout and you stop chasing God. If you chase God as hard as you chase clout, if you remember scripture as diligently as you remember a TikTok dance, we would just be better. I mean, like me included, we would just be better. And so we find ourselves in these really bad predicaments, but we're placing ourselves there because you're trying to chase your own selfish ambition and go, well, faith without work is dead. But God's like, I never told you to go to Africa to try to feed them people. And now you got malaria and you sick and you want to come to me. I told you to go downtown and go volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club and start speaking into the lives of the children. That's not as Instagrammable. That's the work to your faith that I had told you to do. And so we've taken this and we've attached it to try to justify our own selfish ambition. What I learned in seminary is that that's called eisegesis, I being the emphasis here. I have an idea. I'm going to take God's word to make it support my idea. Eisegesis versus exegesis, where we take exactly what God said at face value. And so we have to stop doing that because we are setting ourselves up to be out here toiling. There is a cost associated with everything that we do. We are going to experience trial and tribulation, but there is a different level when you are actually working instead of toiling. So working is when you carry out the task, it requires effort still, but you are sustained. That sustained effort part is what really needs, that's the emphasis. Like that's what hit different. And you are sustained through being attached to God through Jesus Christ. Go read John 15. About making sure that you're attached to the vine, because apart from him, we can do nothing. It's God who knows the plans that he has for us in Jeremiah 29:11. But somehow many of us stopped consulting him and started consulting Instagram gurus who be out here scamming people and all the other shenanigans that you see. And then you want to know why you're at a crossroads. We have to ensure that we are not toiling, but we are working. And we are really promised this by Jesus, that when we come into relationship with him, we no longer have to toil. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus tells us that when we follow him, we no longer need to toil. He says that he will give us rest, that his burden is easy and his yoke is light. Okay. And if you don't know what a yoke is a wooden bar that was used to attach animals so that they can pull together, so they can work together. So the yoke unites us. That's why they talk about don't be unequally yoked, because if you are an ox and you're pulling a donkey and y'all are supposed to be going in a direction and the donkey won't move and the donkey's not carrying his load and the donkey is being a donkey, you're not going to make any progress. You're going to be toiling instead of y'all doing the work together. So Jesus's yoke is what unites us as one with him. And when we work with Jesus in accordance to God's will, instead of us chasing our own selfish ambition and desires, toiling is not our portion because we are guaranteed rest. Okay? I'm about to go lay down. Like, that's what I get to do. I get to take naps when I work with Jesus. When you don't work with Jesus, when you're going against God's will, you are going to have to toil, scrape, fight, and claw for everything. And that's not in accordance with God's will. Yes, there will be trial and tribulation. Yes, you're going to have to count the cost and you're going to have to carry your cross, but you'll be graced for it, right? So it doesn't mean that you won't be stretched. It doesn't mean that you won't have challenges. It doesn't mean that your capacity won't be increased. But what I want you to hear is that you will find rest. If you are not walking in rest and in grace, girl, you are killing yourself for no reason. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by Audible. Y'all, I absolutely love Audible. One of my goals this year was to read more books. And honestly, it's just difficult with my schedule, with me just being busy and just honestly not having the attention span to be able to sit down and read books. But Audible has come to my rescue. I have been enjoying Audible really for a number of years, but recently have been just really taking advantage of the app. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases, celebrity memoirs. I'm talking motivation, wellness, spiritual, business. And what I love is that oftentimes Audible will have the top celebrities or experts reading their books in their own words. Barack's The Promised Land is chef's kiss fire, listening to him discuss all of the challenges that he faced during his presidency. I also love that every month I'm able to select one new title to bring into my library. And so it gives me the option to read and experience books that I may not have experienced picking them up myself. The Audible app makes it so easy to listen anytime, anywhere. I listen on a plane. I've listened literally this morning, listening to Atomic Habits as I'm working out. It has been amazing. And new members get to experience Audible for 30 days for free. So if you want to elevate your life through books, okay, don't have me start singing Reading Rainbow, sis. You want to go over to www.audibletrial.com/GGGT, like God Goals and Girl Talk, to start your 30-day free trial today. Again, that's www.audibletrial.com/GGGT to start your free 30-day trial today. Now let's get back to the show. God gives you everything that you need, including grace to complete and meet the deadlines and the scheduling and all of that. I'm able to do and function in a lot of roles, not because I'm a superwoman, because I'm not. I be needing naps and I be tired, okay? I can do it because I've been graced for it. And when you're graced for something, you're given the supply so that you can sustain the effort. This is how you avoid burnout. When you're toiling, you will burn out and then you just quit. But when you're working, there is a level of work and rest that's guaranteed because you are in relationship with Christ. You are yoked with him. His burden is easy and his yoke is light. And so we are selling ourselves short by being in this rush to make things manifest on their own. Let me tell you something. We don't manifest nothing besides trouble. We are humans wrapped in flesh. God makes things come to pass. We get to do a little bit of work, but God gets the glory. We do a little bit of work, but God gives the increase. You ain't manifesting nothing unless you're a witch. And if you are a witch, we got bigger problems than that. We got bigger problems than what you manifested. We need to get your soul saved. But if you are a Christ believer, you are not manifesting anything. You are a hand in God's work. He gave you the seed. You put it in the ground, but he makes it rain. Okay? He be out here making it rain. If there's no rain from God, ain't no fruit. And so we don't manifest nothing. We get to play a part in the miracles and the things that God does. Man, we be smelling ourselves. I know God's sick of us. I'm glad he's God, but he probably ain't sick of us. I be sick of us. So like, yo, what you mean you manifested? Please explain, because there is some witchery happening over here. Anyway, I digress. I want to talk about how to work God's way. So I'm going to give y'all my little four-step process of what it means to work God's way. How do we work God's way, Charlotte? I hear what you're saying. I don't need to toil. I need to work. Okay. Somebody play Rihanna. Work, 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 work. Okay. So I know that's what I need to do, but how? I have a 4-step strategy for you. Come on. Y'all know who I am. And this strategy can be applied to your life right now. This is not something that requires you to like quit your job and go do this and go do that. Because again, we all have the same purpose of us bringing people into the knowledge of Christ and teaching them how to live for God. So whether that's your children, whether you're a school teacher and it's your students in class, whether you are an auntie and it's your nieces and your nephew, whether you're a nurse and it's your patient, whether you are the trash man and it's the people that you serve in the community. This strategy of work, this 4-step process can be applied to anyone. The student who's at school and is showing the love of God to their friends and people on campus. No matter what your position is, you can do this work. So let's start. The W is worship. And worship is our devotion to God. This goes beyond us going to church on Sunday and they'd be like, the victory belongs to Jesus. And you got your hands up. This goes beyond that. Worship is a lifestyle. Is our expressed devotion to God through our actions. So treating your coworkers well, even the ones that get on your nerves, especially the ones that get on your nerves. Treating your kids well, worship. Having integrity in your business, worship. Even if your business is not overtly faith-based. Nursing is not overtly faith-based, but my patients could tell by the way that I served them and loved on them. Oh girl, something different about you. That's worship. God's going to get the glory in that. Worship. So the first part of work is worship. And you can reference Luke 4:8, and I'll have the scriptures for you, girl, okay? The next is obedience. Girl, this the one that be getting us. Obedience. Do what God say. Do it how he say to do it. Do it when he says to do it. Because delayed obedience is still disobedience. If your mama said clean your room and you did it when you felt like getting around to it, in my Black household, you's about to be in trouble. You likely to get a whooping. That's what's about, because you think you grow. Right? So we need to make sure that we are not operating in disobedience to God. We can't give our earthly parents more reverence than we do God. Stop. He said what he said. There are some things that you don't need 50 million 11 confirmations about. Go be obedient quickly. So worship, obedience. The next one is righteousness. Righteousness is living in a way that is pleasing to God. Essentially, it is you expressing the fruits of the Spirit or exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit. Are you patient? Do you have joy? Do you live a life of peace? Are you pursuing peace? Are you kind? Righteousness. Righteousness is still right. And righteousness and perfection are not the same thing. But a lot of times we use God's grace as an excuse to be heathens. God know my heart. Yeah, girl, he said it's wicked. That's in the Bible. Quit playing with him. Play the lotto, okay? Play the lotto because you got a better chance of winning, child. Don't be playing with God out here, sis. He knows your heart is raggedy. They, all of ours, are ragged. This is why he sent Jesus. But we are to pursue righteousness, self-discipline, self-control. You fake that kind of work. So worship, obedience, righteousness. And the last one is kingdom building. We should be bringing people into the knowledge of Christ and showing them how to live for him. Y'all are going to get sick of me saying this, but this is our purpose. It's my purpose. It's your purpose. It's your auntie's purpose. It's everybody's purpose so that God gets the glory. Too many of us are worried about building platforms instead of building the kingdom of God. You're more worried about a platform versus building the kingdom of God. I've been doing this show for almost 3 years at this point. Almost 3 years. I was doing this every week when there was 12 people listening. I don't care if there's 2 people listening. God told me to do it. I'ma pull up. I'ma show up the way that he's called me to do it until he says otherwise, because I'm working on building the kingdom, not just a platform. Now, the platform has come with it, but it does not mean that that's my focus. I was kingdom building when I was working in clinic and evangelizing to the people that I work with, and nobody saw that. Kingdom building always, online and offline. I'm always building the kingdom. I'm always going to tell somebody about God. I'm always going to serve people who are doing God's work. I do a lot of things offline that I don't even talk about. I serve on the executive board at my church. I do websites for free for people. I do a lot of things that God calls me to do that is kingdom work. Ain't looking for a paycheck. I will give you free game because you need it. As led, as God leads me to do that, I will pour in. I be giving the tea because God has placed us here to build his kingdom. Now, this doesn't mean that everything's free and all, like, that doesn't mean that, because we have to live, but we need to make sure that we have our ears tuned to God to make sure that if he is telling us to serve somebody, whether they have a huge platform or not. I have some people that I am attached to that are powerful people, and they do not have huge platforms. They don't. Our focus is to make sure that we have as many people in eternity as possible. Eternity and kingdom building. The kingdom of heaven is our focus. This is our divine purpose. This is faith with work. Outside of this, everything else is dead. If it's not worship, obedience, righteousness, and kingdom building, everything else is dead. Faith without work. Worship, W. Obedience, O. Righteousness, R. K. Kingdom building. You have to have this mindset. You can apply this to everything that you do, but this is the key. So that is it for this week's episode. Make sure that y'all get plugged in with us over at the Blessed and Bossed Up Society. I'm going to have the links in the show notes for all of the things. I have scriptures to go along each element of work. I'll make sure that I drop that in the show notes for you to go and read. And until next week, y'all, I love y'all. God bless y'all. Make sure y'all continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And I'll talk to you later. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by GrantStation. GrantStation is your fast track to funding, and it is a dynamic tool to help nonprofit organizations find grant opportunities, build strong grant programs, and they literally walk you through writing a grant proposal. I love GrantStation, okay? They have some amazing tools and resources that literally change the game for our organization. The first time I wrote a grant, I got a 35 out of 100. What? I was like, I don't get ifs. After using the tools and resources at Grant Station, my last grant proposal came back and I had an 89 out of 100, and we were in the final considerations for a substantial federal grant. I absolutely love Grant Station. One of my favorite features about Grant Station is that they walk you through their R3 system, which is revenue, review, and report. And the process ensures that your organization is not only ready to receive the grant, but able to properly manage the grant as well. Listeners of this podcast can start finding and securing grants through our exclusive partnership with Grant Station. I want you to use the link in the show notes to get access to our Grant Station databases, training, resources, and more for only $95 for the year. Y'all, $95 for the year. Now look, my first year with Grant Station, we paid almost $200, okay? I think the membership is like $170 a year. Using our discount code, you are able to secure it for $95. So if you are ready to get your startup working towards securing grant funding, make sure that you click the link in the show notes and sign up for Grant Station today. Grant Station, your fast track to funding.
I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.